This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Australia's number one award-winning show for exploring sex, sexuality, and self.
Hide and seek.
Visit joy.org.au/hide and seek.
Fire it all.
You're listening to Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. Dean Beck and Avi Miller are with you. We have some naked men here, Avi.
We have two.
We have two of them.
Complete, and usually this is a radio stunt. Usually we have, you know, we say they're naked men and we're just lying.
Now I'm just,
but not tonight. I've already tweeted.
You can do the formal introductions. Oh, have you?
No,
oh,
I have.
I was
going to
get my own photo.
There,
all right, but I'll tweet that anyway. Dean Beck on air is my Twitter follow, and you can follow me there.
And I'm at Avi on Joy. We are joined in the studio by the delightful Lawrence and the lovely Kevin.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hi there, guys.
They are from Nude Man Fest, now in its fifth year. When you started, Kevin, you started Nude Man Fest 5 years ago. Did you imagine you'd see 5 years? Did you think it would last this long?
Well, Alvy, I thought it would. it was a pretty innovative idea at the time. And, yeah, it just grew out of sort of a natural need for some guys to get nude, whatever. And, yeah, not surprisingly, every year it's got bigger and bigger. So, no, I'm not surprised. I'm kind of expecting it to get bigger and bigger again.
Take us back to the very first Nude Man Fest. This is 2011, if I'm 5 years, yeah, 2010 thereabouts. What was your original motivation? What was your original goal back then? Nothing had happened so far.
Well, my original goal was for a group of guys to come to the farm. I live on a very remote, beautifully secluded property up a little place called Tatong, which is up in the northeast between Benalla and Mansfield. And there you've kind of immersed into the whole culture of country, of nudity, of, you know, living very close to nature.
Mm-hmm.
And so I used to walk around my farm and I think, well, why am I wearing clothes for? And so it just, you know, one day I had this amazing thought and I thought, I'm not wearing my clothes anymore. So here am I.
I must say, from the look of the aerial shot of your property, it's glorious. It's just amazing. It's a stunning place.
Yeah, Dean, that's correct. And I've got a love affair with my property every day, even though it's been in my family for 100 years, and I've been living there for a long time now too. But every day I'm kind of aware of just how spectacular and how beautiful it is. It's just made for Nude Man Fest.
Now, Lawrence, I recall you being here once before.
Yes.
And you've been getting around Melbourne promoting your wares.
That's one way of putting it.
tell me why a young chap like you is so passionate about Nude Man Fest.
For myself, when I first started going a couple of years ago, I was actually quite nervous and very scared. I also struggled with a lot of self-esteem issues. I thought my body was horrible and getting naked was very inappropriate, is a nice way of putting it. So I was quite nervous and scared. And I went along and I just had the time of my life. I met the fantastic Kevin. I made friends that I'm still really good friends with today. And it really helped change my life. It is a life-changing experience, Nude Man Fest. And I just got into my shell and started becoming more comfortable.
Lawrence, you said that you had body confidence issues. I know a lot of our listeners could relate to perhaps not appreciating their bodies for what they are. What was the motivation that actually made you go in the first instance? Because a lot of people would stop and say, well, I'm not actually going to go because I'm too scared. How did you get over that?
I wanted to challenge myself. I've always had issues about getting naked in the change rooms, for example, at the gym. And I thought, it's about time to stop being scared and do something about it. And just not worry about my body and just try to feel comfortable.
Did you start at the gym or did you just jump in both feet at Nude Man Fest?
Well, be honest, I actually started when I was backpacking around Europe. I did a few little nude events there. But because I didn't know anyone, I was not.
Well, the Europeans are like that.
Yeah,
they are.
Like, I actually only read about the Nude Man Fest in the Midsummer Guide. 2 days later, I actually found myself at the farm.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It was a very last minute decision. And I remember back then there was no website, no Facebook, nothing at all online. You didn't know what you were going to get yourself into.
I suppose that there is...
That is thrown in the deep
end. Yeah, and there is this, I suppose, if we cast our mind back a couple of years ago, there was that perception that Nude Man Fest was an excuse for a whole bunch of guys to go hide in the bush and do what men do. How do you think you've kind of combated that perception of Nude Man Fest over the last 5 years?
Well, for me, it was just word of mouth. If actually talking to people and getting people to come...
I'm not quite sure that's the line I would have used. Word of mouth.
Well, having this kind of conversation and actually trying to discuss that nudity doesn't equal sexuality.
Ah.
Sorry, let me say nudity doesn't equal sex in general.
Sure, but it can. Can it not?
Well, I actually believe that a lot of the stuff, more underwear parties, more kind of stuff, is a lot more sexual. And it's a lot more being naughty and titillating. While we're going to have sex with or without clothes, Nude Man Fest is a way to kind of express yourself. Yeah, you might meet some lovely guy, go for a bit of a walk into the amazing bush of the river, or go into your tent. We're not going to say, oh, just because you're naked, you can't have sex. It's a way about expressing yourself, and that can be through many different ways.
Kevin, is there a spiritual component to this?
Yeah, most definitely there is.
Right.
The property itself has got, you know, quite four tangible historical links to it. One of them being that Mount Joy, that's on the property, was the last known place where the local Aborigines lived before they were exterminated.
Wow.
So it's got quite a powerful dimension to it. And when Hume and Hovell camped on the property in 1824, they wrote in their journals about the Aboriginal people laughing and whatever, and they could hear their camp, hear them talking, whatever. That's the spot where Nude Man Fest is now. And there is certainly an energy there that's really unique. It's not just a farm. It's not just a sex venue. It's combining a whole lot of different facets of human behaviour, and it's this incredible eclectic mix of you make it what you want it to be.
And a great leveller, I would have thought.
Yeah, the thing is, you know, and that's where most people find this incredible difficulty to, because I would say that every person, and even seasoned nudists, everybody experiences a certain degree of vulnerability taking their clothes off.
Mm.
And for gay men, there are certain attributes about our bodies, penis size, or whether we're fat, whether we're old, whether we're disabled, whether we've got body scarring from hospital operations or whatever, or car accidents, whatever. So there's this incredible vulnerability that everybody experiences. And then, hey presto, after about 5 minutes, you don't even see that aspect of it. It's quite extraordinary.
There is a, you know, listeners might remember, I actually did an interview with Kevin from Nude Man Fest a few years ago.
I do recall that, Harvey, actually. Yes, it had crossed my mind.
Yeah, there is an interesting realization and rationalization, I think, that occurred. That was my first Nude Man Fest as well. And I was a lot like Lawrence in the sense that I also have body issues, and I did the opposite. I jumped in both feet. I decided, stuff it. If I'm going to do a nude event, I'm doing the big one.
And you did very well too, Arby. That was incredible.
Well, yeah, you know, it's in for a penny.
Lawrence, do you go to the nude nights that are held here at all?
Yes, actually, to be honest, I work there.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'll put that disclaimer out there. And I've been a part of it since day one. And it's just fantastic. We see a lot of different people from all walks of life coming along. Some of them are regular nudists, been doing it for ages. Some of them are day one. Some of them didn't even know it was a nudist bar and just walk straight in going, oh, why not? Okay, let's try something different.
Wow.
Have you been surprised, though, if we talk about those nude nights here in Melbourne, have you been surprised at the consistent numbers that you're getting?
It's actually growing.
Yeah.
We're seeing a lot of people who, again, are quite new to it, just saying, oh my God, I love it. I never thought it would be so relaxed and so much fun to come along to such an event. And they said, we're addicted now. We can't stop coming back.
Wanna see you get nasty. Wanna see you shake it down, babe. N-A-S-T-Y, you nasty. Joy 94.9.
Here on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9, it's Mr. Dean Beck, Avi Miller, and we're joined in the studio by Lawrence and Kevin from Nude Man Fest.
Now, Kevin, who goes to these things? I mean, they're men.
Yeah, it's a very varied group of men that come. The age group starts at 18 and goes through to, well, I think the oldest participant that it comes is 86 years old.
Wow.
And
I've still got it at 86.
Yeah, so do I. The thing is, too, is that they come from all walks of life, all occupations. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And I get to hear, you know, what their occupations are. Sometimes they do tell me, you know, sometimes. And, yeah, all men from every spectrum of the gay community. And it's not only for the gay community, but also for the male community.
We do have a few gentlemen who are straight. A lot of bisexuals as well. We have a few married men who just come around and just want to hang out naked.
Wow. So you've got to have sort of a foundation to build this on. You've got your own personal ethos from which Nude Manfest sprung. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, that's where the whole thing hinges on, is the three points that you know sort of underpin the whole ethos of Nude Manfest. The first one that's really important is that there must be total nudity, because I've been to other places where people go, well, I'm a bit cold or I'm a bit bashful, I've got a whatever, so that, you know, all of a sudden in comes clothing, starts creeping in.
Well, sorry, Kevin, jump in there. I just want to, we should point out, if people are cold at night, clothing is allowed at New Manfest. One of the common questions we get asked is, well, what if it's the cold night? Yes, you know, bring a onesie up.
I will admit it was quite amusing, because the first time I went, it did get a bit nippy. The amount of people who were running around with sort of a jumper on, nothing else.
Right.
You know, it's like half cocking, I think it's called, which is fantastic, by the way.
So everyone's got to be nude. What else?
That's the first one.
Yep.
The second one is that any behaviour is acceptable as long as it's consensual and respectful of others, so that that also does away with being told that a certain behaviour or a certain situation is inappropriate. Mm-hmm. I mean, at the end of the day, guys do get hard cocks. That's what we're about. And people getting nude, sometimes it's the first time they do get nude, there's an instant reaction to that. And I've been to nudist resorts where any of that sort of behaviour was told, we better go and get rid of that before you front the public again.
Oh, right.
So at Nude Manfest, whether you're soft or whether you're hard, hey, come on boys, that's fine. And the third one is called fraternal hospitality, and that's where the whole thing also underpins, you know, getting to know each other, sharing a meal, sharing food, alcohol, refreshments, just getting to know. I've been to other places, you know, where people would sit by themselves and not share food or whatever, and it's a particularly country thing to come and share.
Sure.
What? I think that's particularly sort of evidenced in the workshops that you guys run, because it's not, you know, Nude Manfest isn't a show up, pitch a tent and do nothing. There's all sorts of things that happen over the weekend. So why don't you take us through some of the activities that actually go on?
Well, over the last couple of years, we've had an amazing range of workshops. We have some fantastic people that come up to run stuff from new trivia, stargazing workshops where you take a picnic blanket at night, and it's the Milky Ways. One of my favorite things about Tatong is the sky. We've had introduction to massage workshops, also some amazing workshops coming in for November that we've been working hard to get up. So we've got some dancing workshops as well with some fantastic people running that. We also have orienteering, so you can actually learn how to read maps and navigate around the fantastic property of Terrence.
And one of the staples, obviously, is the hiking that goes on, given how large your property is. There's some amazing hikes.
Yeah, it's quite incredible, because the property is bounded by Mount Joy. I don't know where that's got that name from.
Well, we're pretty lucky to have that connection.
There's going to be this huge logo that goes on any second now.
I think it's going to be incredible. So, yeah, the property is a very, very large property. It's 1,500 acres, which is quite large by farming standards up there. And two-thirds of it is ancient ecosystem, never, ever disturbed. It's pre-European. Very, very significant.
So untouched land.
Untouched land.
God, there's not a lot of that in Victoria.
Well, this is what the appropriate government department, when they score rated it, it was very, very ecologically significant. So you're trudging in bush that's as real as what it was like 700,500 years ago. It's just absolutely extraordinary.
There's in bush in our fair country, there's some practical implications that one must adhere to, surely, if one's trekking through such virgin land. you know, there's the odd snake and stuff.
Yeah, there is the odd snake, and yeah, there's you do have to be aware there's snakes. There are spiders. There are kangaroos and stuff too, so don't go chasing kangaroo in case he starts to have a boxing match with you. Yeah, there is a lot of things that you do have to be aware of. I mean, in the summer months, heat is a very big issue as well. It's hot and dry there. It's very, very, if you're not very fit or whatever, it could be a problem.
Keep well hydrated.
Yes.
Yes, that's very true. So, yeah, you do have to be aware that there are hazards.
And bushfire issues as well.
Yeah, bushfire is always it's a reality for everyone who's in the country. I live with that every day. That's not something that I'm scared of. But, yeah, we do have, you know, a bushfire plan. We have a fire evacuation point. And
I will admit the idea, and this is probably not correct, politically correct, but the idea of a fire evacuation from Nude Man Fest of, you know, 100 to 150 to 200 naked men streaming onto the street could be quite amusing from the fire safety perspective.
Yes, although not much protective cover.
well, what about the hoses that are available?
Thank you very much. Nude Man Fest, the Spring Fling is coming up just a little later this month.
Yes, I think it's what, I want to say today, so 12 days to go, actually.
No, who's counting? from the 26th to the 30th, how many of these do you run a year?
There's three every year, November, January and March.
So the warmer months.
The warmer months, yeah. Yep. And so, yeah, our Spring Fling is about ready to spring into action very shortly.
And just a rough idea of how many people turn up?
Well, we're actually anticipating around 150 this November. Last January, we set a record of 170 gentlemen.
Now, I recall the last time you were in, there was some people that came just for a day visit. Is that right?
That's correct. No. We got some people that live in close country towns. Others actually come up from Melbourne that can't come up for the whole weekend. So they can come visits for the day or even just for the overnight.
Wow.
It does lend itself to sort of a steady stream of people. Some people sort of arrive early Thursday morning and leave late sort of Monday night. They're in it for the long haul. Some people show up briefly. It is amazing the sort of the turnover of people that you get.
And one of the things that we found amazing last season, we had people coming from all over the world. We have some amazing visitors from New Zealand, even from Finland and Germany. I think this year we have people coming from even Singapore and America and Canada.
So how do you accommodate all these people?
Well, I've got a very big farm, so the people bring their own tents. It's a camping reality, so a lot of the time it's more glamping than camping, I think. Mm-hmm. You should see some of the bears.
Right.
Just got a picture on tent.
I will say the first time I went...
Thank you, Lauren.
the first time I went, the lovely boys from Sydney, Rod and David, came down, and they did bring with themselves a four-bedroom tent.
Right.
Which got set up in the corner, you know, that had the kitchen, the dining room, the lounge, and the study. And it was quite amazing how little villages kind of get set up as well. You know, you have these fantastic spaces. Kevin splits the farm up there. Each of the areas has a name of varying degrees of loudness, I think it is.
You will love the name of the new camping area, by the way.
Oh, fantastic. Are you debuting? You can debut the new name tonight?
It's Pig Pen.
Right. Wow, we know where I'm staying next time.
Showers.
For the rejuvenating mud.
Yes. And ablutions. How does one take care of one's...
Well, you can't have a camping situation without... you know, appropriate facilities. So, yeah, look, we have
some amazing
proper flushing toilets, and we do have showers that
hot, you
know, hot and cold. Some of these guys, you know, when they come up, I don't know, the showers go for ages. They must be very dirty, I think.
Right, so we'll leave that one there.
But on the facilities, we do have we do provide barbecues as well and cool room storage for people to keep the food cool all throughout the weekend.
Do you, I have to ask, are you now up to hiring every single cold room in the greater Tatong area now? Because you had four the last time.
Well, last time we did go to Mansfield to get cool rooms as well as to Benalla. So, yeah, as the population increases, yes, so does our infrastructure needs and that sort of stuff. Yeah. So, yes, that's very true.
Joy 94.9. During October, Joy members and listeners downloaded more than 32,000 podcasts from joy.org.
How many?
32,000.
Oh, my God!
Joy does actually have the largest podcast library in Australia, over 10,500 episodes.
That's a very big one, Avi.
It is. See what all the fuss is about. New, the Sound Museum are joined by the one and only Tina Arena. David and Sue of Friday Drive speak to Courtney Act, who's gearing up for a stack of Christmas shows and has a new album out for the silly season. Dean Beck shared a story of hope about eight-year-old Alex, who is autistic, has epilepsy, and needs your support via On The Line. And just for our members tonight, you'd be interested to know the Hide and Seek episode previously about Nude Man Fest is one of the top performing podcast episodes ever downloaded on the Joy website. So Harvey, we get part two tonight.
I believe that Hide and Seek is probably the most listened to show on this.
We are. As reported at the AGM this year, Hide and Seek is the number one podcast show on Joy. Podcasts when you want them at joy.org.au. Joy 94.9 is your voice, your radio station.
Joy 94.9.
You're with Dean Beck and Avi Miller, our guests Lawrence and Kevin from Nude Man Fest.
Now, I have a question. In the name of Nude Man Fest is the word man. How do you guys define what a man is?
Well, we're getting very modern now, aren't we?
I guess that's quite easy when you can see somebody with their clothes off up to a point.
Well, not necessarily.
No, not necessarily, because like at Nude Man Fest, we practice a non-discrimination so that anybody who identifies as being male, as well as those who are male, are welcome to come to Nude Man Fest.
Obviously with the proviso that they need to be nude.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the number one thing, that they must be totally nude. So if you're comfortable with your nudity, comfortable with your gender or gender identity, yes, come along. We welcome you.
Excellent news for our FTM brothers. So I think that's good stuff.
As I'm quite looking forward to the first, I will admit, to the first FTM visitor to Nude Man Fest. There are some really hot.
Hot. You got no argument with me on that one.
So I apologize for objectifying you slightly.
I don't. Now, because you're hot.
Yeah.
Now, Spring Fling, what can we expect at Spring Fling that is, you know...
Give us some news. We want breaking news.
Well, one of the exciting workshops we've been discussing at the moment is having a lovely gentleman come along and run Disco Bingo. And
so, I don't even know what that is.
Well, we won trivia last time.
Yes.
With a team that sort of lost its members by attrition over the course of the trivia as people wandered off.
Right.
I'm quite looking forward to Disco Bingo.
So it was really a thing of longevity, nothing more.
True.
So Disco Bingo, right, that's lovely. What else?
We are also having some cooking classes.
Nice.
Some naked cooking. So we will have
the careful of the
chef.
Hot fat.
Well, with the cooking, let me just say too that we're not going to go with electric. We're going to go right back in time to a wood-fired oven.
Nice.
So people are going to have to learn how to cook on an oven first before they can bake a cake or whatever as well.
Guaranteed to burn most things. That's very, very rustic of you. Back to nature, literally, in all of its forms. What do you grow on the farm, by the way?
It's a beef... Okay. Cattle farm. Yep. So I have beautiful Hereford cows and Angus cows. I also have rare breed chooks, being white leghorns. And I also have rare breed Wessex saddleback pigs.
Wow.
The chickens are less romantic than you imagine at about 4 o'clock in the morning. there is a camping spot that's fairly close to where the chickens are.
And we've named it Cox Crow appropriately.
Right.
And there's been some incredible inventiveness by some attendees who have surrounded the chook shed with black plastic or tried to sort of cajole the chooks into saying, hey, don't start crowing now. Crow at about 9 o'clock in the morning when I'm awake.
Doesn't work, does it?
Doesn't work.
It really doesn't.
Now, I know Burning Man has got elements of what you've been talking about tonight, but there's a whole thing of sort of contributing to the greater good and bringing something to contribute. Is that part of your ethos as well?
Yes. One of the things I fell in love with Newman Fest, the first time I came, I didn't know what to bring. So I just brought a couple of snags and some bread. And a lot of people around me just kept inviting me to this amazing cellar. It's this gorgeous food, some wine and beer. It's like, come sit with us. Come share our meal and just be a part of our group.
Right.
I didn't know anyone, and they're just going to invite my partner and I to come and eat with them. people bring along music, guitars, and play songs. Others, you know, bring along games, board games, or other instruments, and make their own activities.
I did offer to you know, bring a games console and big screens, but unfortunately, the lack of power at most of the camping spots renders my efforts in the IT world somewhat lacking.
The other beautiful thing about Nude Manfest, just incidentally too, Arby, yeah, with that, is that there is no mobile phone coverage.
There really isn't.
How wonderful.
That is extraordinary, because instead of jumping on mobile phones to see who's 2Ks or 5Ks, whatever, away, hey, speak to the guy next door. He's just physically at the table with you or whatever.
We have considered getting a whiteboard grinder if people are having withdrawals from grinder.
It's like the old days where you pin up a name on a board. I can't remember how that worked, but
We used to do that in London, where you would get a number when you walked in and you would leave messages for other numbers. Yes.
It never really took off. I can't understand why. How far off the beaten track is the farm from, I don't know, the main road?
Well, it's quite centrally located. People do sometimes find it a little bit difficult to find it, because it's up the Hume Freeway, into Benalla, out to Tatong, 6Ks, and voila, there you are. But I found my city brothers tend to rely a lot on GPSs that go through this dirt track and this little gravel overgrown spot. And, you know, some of the stories that people have narrated about how they've got to get to the farm is extraordinary.
Right.
So it really isn't that secluded, but some do make it a very difficult exercise.
We do provide directions on our website, and also we send out via email to all ticket holders. So that way people can print it out, and if they do get lost, they can just follow the sign numbers into the Benalla, and then it's an easy road. It's a one road from Benalla straight to the farm.
It is always fun when you say, you know, mobile phones don't work, and those people who rely on a GPS that works on their mobile phone, that as they get out of reception range, all the maps stop.
Funny that.
I did want to ask, Lawrence, I mean, we're rapidly running out of time, but just broader than Nude Manfest, you're actually starting to monitor nude events in Melbourne generally, and that seems to be growing significantly at the moment.
Yes, I have a blog of mine where I do actually list a bunch of different events, from the Adam Nude Nights to a bunch of other amazing communities that run events in and around Melbourne. I reckon Melbourne is the nudist capital of Australia, hands down. And it's amazing to see Metro East celebrate 35 years this year. New Manifest are celebrating 5 years. And Adam just grows every week. It's bigger and bigger.
Meanwhile, our state government is trying to close down the nude beaches.
Oh, well, Campbell's Cove and Werribee did get closed down. To be honest, it was a bit of a trash bag beach. But they won't give us something in comparison. There's no inner city beaches. It's quite disappointing. And though, even if the state government doesn't accept us, we are still going to grow and get bigger and bigger as a nudist community in Melbourne. I'm very proud of that.
Spring Fling is on from the 26th to the 30th of November. It's only a couple of weeks away. Nudemanfest.com.au is where you'll find more information. And I believe if you get in quick, there's a special package deal for the festive nude season that lays ahead. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on Hide and Seek tonight.
Thanks so much for having us back.
Thank you very much, boys.
Lawrence and Kevin from Nude Man Fest. Will you be going, Avi?
I most likely will be.
Hide and Seek. Joy 94.9.
Avi, we've got a couple of messages from the boys from Nude Man Fest. If you want to find out more about Lawrence's blog, it is fkklad.tumblr.com.
Indeed. You can also find Nude Man Fest or their social media, Facebook, Instagrams and Tumblrs and all sorts of lovely pictures and things on their website, nudemanfest.com.au. We have had the photographer in all through the last hour, so look for the social media sites that they allow willies.
I'm just
hoping. And you might see a willie.
Ah, that's why there's a Tumblr thing.
Yeah.
Just work that out. And, of course, they are encouraging people to carpool to get to Nude Man Fest for the Spring Fling. So check out their Facebook page for that one.
Indeed.
It's just about time for you and I to say goodbye.
I know. I've just got here and now I'm leaving again.
I don't know when our paths will cross again, but thank you to the lovely fan who has been saying some lovely things about me tonight. keep that coming in future. You can follow me on Twitter at Dean Beck on Air. You can follow our podcasts on joy.org.au/hide-and-seek.
We are the number one podcast on Joy, but you can show us the love by going to iTunes and rating us as well. That'd be
very
great.
Big thank you to David for all of his work in podcasting, and Arby for keeping us looking fabulous on the website.
Thank you so much.
Till next time, keep well, take care, and bye for now.
You can subscribe to Hide and Seek's podcast for free. Visit joy.org.au/hide-and-seek for more information. Suggest a topic, a guest, or provide feedback. Email hideandseek@joy.org.au.
Hide and seek.
Hide and seek.
Hide and seek.
Hide and seek.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.